Tito in 3, 2, 1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, I thought the Indians couldn't win home games.
Well, we've done a good job on this homestand. We really needed to. Come off that last trip, you know, that's a hard one. And Chris and I were talking this morning and Cherney, and you're like, you know, we came home feeling pretty beat up. But you care so much. If it didn't bother you, I'm not sure you turn it around as, you know, like we did. Our players have done a really good job. Now, this has to be a springboard for the rest of the season and today because, you know, Kansas City's playing every bit as good as us right now. So, you know, instead of not accepting it or not, you know, wrapping your arms around it, enjoy it. And you know, let's embrace it and let's go compete.
Do you think sometimes this club responds even more so when its back's to the wall?
Yeah, for whatever reason. And that's a good quality. I wish sometimes our backs didn't get pushed up against it, but it is a good quality. I think, you know, for the most part, we've been a really good second-half team here, which is good. It doesn't mean it's a lock, but I think guys understand what's expected. And I think, you know, again, I think that bodes well for us.
The one thing about this game of baseball, Tito, numbers are so important, and yet they also are so meaningless. On that road trip, you hit under .150 with men in scoring position. You come home and you've hit over .400 with men in scoring position.
But that's the difference between having a good trip and a bad trip. I mean, if we get some hits on that trip, we probably come home at least .500, you know, or close to it. And here on this homestand, everybody's like, wow, that's the best thing since, you know, sliced bread. It's somewhere in the middle. But that goes to show you when you hit with runners in scoring position, what happens.
You know, and one of the things about your ball club since you've been here, Tito, you haven't had one or two guys that carry the load like you look at some teams. I don't know that Boston still replaced David Ortiz. You're at your best when you're getting 1 through 9, and boy, you have had that here.
And I enjoy that about this team. You know, we have to play the game right. We need to get contributions 1 through 9 and actually 1 through 25. And I actually really, I embrace that. I like that part of it. I've been on both sides of it, but I enjoy the part that, hey, we need to show up and play well, and we need to use all our guys. I think it's really good for your team and your chemistry and all the things you talk about. And so I'm good with the whole thing.
Your bullpen a little beat up, or maybe that's the wrong term, just a little fatigued?
Well, I think it's, yeah, not beat up, but, you know, we talked to all of them last night, and with a quick turnaround today, we knew they would only pitch in one game. So, you know, and the majority of them would prefer to, if they're going to get a blow, get it in their early game, and I totally understand that. So we went to Andrew last night, we went to Shaw last night, we didn't go to Cody. We warmed him up, and we'll see how he's doing today. But we'll stay away from Andrew and Shaw today, and that'll let them – it almost gives them 2 full days off.
Jason Kipnis was saying the other day, he goes, I think I can be ready for Boston on this upcoming road trip. Now, I don't know if that's optimistic, but is he getting that close, Tito?
That's optimistic, but for him to say that shows how good he feels. He's done a really good job. He's going to run the bases after the game today just because it's such an early – game, and you know they got to get the field ready, and we want to give him a chance to feel the best he can. So as we're getting ready to leave, he'll go run the bases, and if that goes okay, then he's going to fly out tonight and he'll DH on Saturday and then play on Sunday second base. So he is making very good progress.
Is every guy different, Terry, when they miss time? I mean, do you have a marker that you feel they need to play X number of games in whatever level it is of the minors?
No, I really don't, and you just never know. Because some guys, look at Austin Jackson. He got 19 at-bats. I think he came back. He looks like he's in mid-season form. You really don't know. What you do know is they need to play enough games where their body doesn't get in the way. That way, if you know, it gives them a chance to hit. Because if their body's not ready, then they have no chance.
And Chiz, he's still a little further back?
But he turned a good corner yesterday. He sprinted yesterday. He's going to run the bases here in the next few days, so he's starting to come now, too.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Angels on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and the Indians and White Sox begin a weekend series here in Chicago. And boy, this ball club looks a lot different than the last time we saw them. But we knew this was coming. They're making a lot of trades. They're getting many young prospects. And, Tito, it seems like in today's game, and the White Sox are a good example, you either have to be all in to win it, or you might as well go and be all in and rebuild.
I give Rick Hahn a lot of credit. He said what we're going to do, and he's made some really good trades. Now, you know, do they all pan out? Not all of them pan out, but they went out and got some really high-profile prospects, and they're playing with energy, as a lot of young teams do. And like I said, it takes some guts to do what he did, and I give him credit for it because he said what he's going to do, and he went and did it.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.